Oriental and Persian rugs of every size and color combination, from new to antique, to complement any decor. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll see some intervals of clouds and sun today, and that chance of rain coming in this afternoon. And some heavy rain in the forecast over the next 24 to 48 hours. And Ed will have details in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Organizers of a school funding boycott say they'll set up mock classrooms at several Chicago companies and city offices today. That includes Boeing. A Boeing spokesman says the company hasn't been contacted by organizers, but he says that if children show up today, the company will ensure the children's safety and the company's ability to conduct business. Illinois State Senator James Meeks called the boycott to raise awareness of what he calls disparate school funding in the state. He says some parents and students who skipped classes yesterday are willing to stay out of school for as long as it takes to get state action on the issue. New Trier High School was the site of yesterday's protest. Superintendent Linda Yonke says 1,100 elementary school students and 150 high school students tried to register at New Trier as part of the protest. The Urbana School Board was still divided last night as they looked at a revised high school restructuring plan. Last spring, board members split on a proposal to create a new administrator post to monitor the plan's effectiveness. Last night, they split on an alternative plan to have current administrators meet as the team to do the monitoring. In the meantime, the District 116 School Board agrees on the rest of the plan, which was required after Urbana High School test scores failed to meet adequate yearly progress for 5 years running. Assistant School Superintendent Don Owen says those parts of the plan are already in the process of being implemented.
We've already started a number of things, including the restructuring of the freshman and sophomore core academic teams so that students are working in smaller learning communities.
These and other changes are being added on top of changes made as part of Urbana High School's improvement plan. That plan was required after the school failed to make adequate yearly progress for 2 years in a row. Last month, the district learned that after 5 years, scores had improved enough for Urbana High to finally make AYP. And Owen says the school improvement plan is part of the reason why. The progress gives the high school another year to implement the restructuring plan, but Owen says they see no reason to put things off. In the meantime, the Urbana School Board will continue to discuss the monitoring part of the high school restructuring plan at its September 16th meeting. School Board President Mark Netter is hoping for a final vote in early October. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says even though the Republican vice presidential nominee is the only one on either major national ticket with executive experience, he has reservations about her ability to step in and lead the country. Durbin says Alaska Republican Governor Sarah Palin has promoted her resume as a reason that she should be John McCain's running mate, but Durbin says it falls short.
From my point of view, I don't think that puts her in a league of her own. 20 months as governor of Alaska does not qualify her to be president of the United States.
Durbin also questions Palin's remarks that she was commander-in-chief of the Alaska National Guard, saying it hardly gives her the background to oversee the nation's military. Durbin says he's never met Palin and doesn't know a lot about her, but he came to her defense in the controversy over the disclosure that her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. He says it's a private family matter. Last week's sudden announcement that 11 state parks in Illinois would close has touched a nerve with the park's supporters. A rally over the weekend attracted several hundred supporters at Kickapoo State Park near Danville. And the head of a foundation that helps support Weldon Springs State Park says their members are mobilizing too. John Baker says the area around Clinton stands to lose more than an attractive refuge if the State Department of Natural Resources closes Weldon Springs November 1st, as announced. He says the closure would also hurt economically, especially for the manager of the park's concession.
There is a restaurant on site that does a very good business, privately owned restaurant on the park property. Of course, the economic impact of her and that would be devastating to her business. We have a lot of people that come through town that spend money in Clinton and the surrounding area.
Baker says that about 100 volunteers help with interpretive projects and other duties, but he says that's not enough to maintain the park and or help pay for it. He says they're in touch with local lawmakers. The Blagojevich administration says the parks are being closed to help settle a state budget it says is unbalanced. The Archdiocese of Chicago is sponsoring a new program for the families of victims who have been sexually abused by Catholic priests or deacons. A clinical social worker will discuss the free sessions that start this week. The Archdiocese says the program is intended to offer education and support. The sessions will last 2.5 hours and will include discussions on how abuse affects families, the healing process, and long-term effects. Archdiocese spokeswoman Susan Burritt says the program is unique because it targets the family members of victims. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bonser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for an in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Now, we have some rain on the way, and you have the words heavy rainfall. That's an oddity over the past several weeks.
Well, anyway. It's been very dry the last several weeks. Of course, you go back a couple months, we had several episodes of heavy rainfall in June and July. So we're maybe going back toward that. And the reason for it is we'll have a front slowing down as it comes through, and we'll be tapping some moisture from Gustav. And the moisture from Gustav right now is still to our south, and a few scattered showers.